CryptoQuant's Ki Young Ju says, Bitcoin rally is futures driven, spot demand negative CryptoQuant. CEO Ki Young Ju said on April 27 that Bitcoin's current rally is being powered by futures positioning rather than real spot accumulation, with on-chain spot demand remaining negative, even as the price grinds higher. He posted the warning to X early Sunday in Asia hours, when BTC was trading at $77,807, down 0.3% on the day, but up 4.92% over the past 7 days, according to live market data as of April 27, 2026. The framing matters because spot and futures buying tell different stories about who is actually behind a price move. Spot demand reflects coins moving on-chain into accumulation wallets, exchange withdrawals, and fresh buyers willing to take delivery. Futures demand reflects leveraged positioning by traders who never touch the underlying asset. When the two diverge, the price can climb without a foundation of real holders supporting it. What CryptoQuant is actually measuring, CryptoQuant tracks on-chain spot demand by netting out exchange inflows and outflows alongside large wallet accumulation patterns. A negative reading means more coins are flowing back to exchanges or into selling clusters than are being absorbed by long-term holders. Ki Young Ju has been running this metric publicly for years, and it has historically flagged late-cycle rallies where derivative leverage outran the underlying spot tape. The current divergence is unusual because BTC has put together a 4.92% weekly gain. In a healthy uptrend, you would expect spot accumulation to confirm the move. Instead, the on-chain side is sitting in negative territory while open interest in perpetual futures has been climbing on the major venues. Why a futures-led rally is fragile. A rally that runs on leverage rather than coin movement has a specific failure mode. When perp funding rates climb, longs pay shorts a steady premium just to hold the position. That payment slowly bleeds the trade. If price stalls or pulls back even modestly, the cascade of liquidations can wipe out the longs faster than spot buyers step in to defend the bid. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sits at 44, labeled neutral, as of April 27th. That reading tells you the market is not euphoric, but it is also not afraid enough to be a contrarian bottom. Neutral readings during futures-led rallies historically resolve in one of two ways. Either spot demand catches up and confirms the move, or the future side unwinds and price retraces toward the level where real buyers actually exist. The wider tape. The broader market is not confirming a strong rotation either. ETH is at $2,326.99, up 2.71% on the week. SOL sits at 86 Euro, up 2.5%. XRP is 142, up 1.52%. BNB is 629.14, up 1.82%. These are all positive but modest, the kind of grind that suggests a coordinated risk bid rather than a specific catalyst dragging coins out of cold storage. For context on the institutional side, Bitcoin ETFs recently put together a 9-day inflow streak that pulled in over $2 billion on a single Friday before reversing into a $1.9 billion weekly outflow. That pattern, where ETF flows whipsaw between strong inflows and sharp redemptions, is consistent with the futures-driven dynamic Ki Young Ju is describing. Allocators and traders are positioning aggressively in both directions, but the underlying spot bid is not steady enough to absorb the volatility. What it means for cardholders and crypto spenders. If you spend from a crypto card that converts BTC at the point of sale, futures-driven volatility is the one to watch. Networks settle in fiat, but the conversion rate at swipe time is set by the exchange feed your issuer uses. A rapid leverage unwind can move that rate by several percent in minutes. People who hold balances in stablecoin spending products sidestep this entirely. People spending native BTC do not. For self-custody users running non-custodial cards, the risk is operational rather than counterparty. The spread between your on-chain price and the merchant's settlement price widens when the futures market is moving faster than spot. Topping up smaller amounts more frequently, rather than holding a large pre-funded balance, reduces exposure to a sudden gap.